Okay, so to start SPSS, you click on Start, go to All Programs. On my computer, it's under SPSS for Windows, and I have SPSS 12.0 for Windows. On your computer, it might say SPSS 13.0, and there might be a few more items in this particular list. So you can tell by the hourglass that it's loading. Takes 10 seconds or so to start. And SPSS will open up a splash screen. And then it starts with a dialog box that says, what would you like to do? Run the tutorial, which is sometimes good to do the very first time. Type in data, run a query, create a new query, open an existing data source. Right now we're just going to click cancel because we can open this box again with file open. We don't need to start there. We can do file open a data file if we want to. We're not even going to do that just yet. We're going to take a look at the screen. These are the rows. These are the columns. But it's not really a spreadsheet because you can't just move to any cell and type in anything you want. Yes, you can move to a particular cell, but you have to type in data. You can't type in a formula. So in some ways, this is a little bit more like a database than a spreadsheet. The rows are usually called cases or observations in SPSS, and the columns are usually called attributes or characteristics. Sometimes they could be called variables as well, as you can see with the VAR up there. Down here, there are two main tabs, data view, where you're looking at all the data, and variable view. Variable view switches to a view where it only lists the information about the variables. So for example, if I click on variable view, I get all the things about the variables. I might have a variable that identifies the survey. I might have a variable that identifies gender. I might have a variable that identifies age, number of years, experience, etc., etc. So for each one of these names, each one of these variables, I can set it to be a specific type. Here it chooses numeric, but in some cases, for example, it might be a string, for example, in the case of an ID. The difference between a name and a label, that's a name and a label, is that the name is generally short and the label is generally long. And the reason that you want to set nice long labels is that in later on in the selection boxes in SPSS, in some cases the name, the box does not allow enough of the word to be able to be displayed. So in those cases it's nice to have a longer label than just a shorter name. And what happens is when you move your cursor over the name, the tooltip will pop up with a label. So we'll type these in here. Identification, gender is fine, age in years, number of years experience. Okay. If we know exactly what the values are, we can type them in the values. For example, we can type a value of 1, which is female, and add that. We can add a label of 2, which is male, and add that. So we know what the genders are, and those are the only two possibilities. Okay? The most important column in the variable view is this column right here, which is the measure. Okay? And one of the things that's a little confusing is that the terms, let's not choose that one, the terms that SPSS uses are a little bit different than the terms that Dr. Drew has used in class. So we know what a nominal variable is, or a categorical variable, which is a variable that has strings as the answers and not really numbers. So questions like, what kind of soft drink do you have, do you like, Pepsi, Diet Coke, 7-Up, would be a nominal variable. You know what an ordinal variable is, which are numbers that go in order. Okay, like a Likert scale. The problem is the term scale really is not a Likert scale in the sense that it's an ordinal number, that it goes in order. Ordinal number would be something like 1 is strongly agree, 5 is strongly disagree. Scale in our class is meant as an interval ratio variable. So this is really interval ratio. I know SPSS calls it scale, but that's what it means. Okay, so each one of those has to be set correctly. And if you click down here to data view, I did that a little bit faster, you click down here to data view, then you can start typing in your data. So survey number 1 was filled out by a female, I forgot which one that was actually off the top of my head, 32 years old, number of years of experience, 5. Second one, gender also female, age 35, and this person has 9 years of experience, etc., etc. Okay.